Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Thursday, the 1st of December, 2011. Christmas is upon us, people. It's just a run into the turkey and the wine and a big headache on Boxing Day. And Santa's back as well. Facebook has come out with a whole load of social news, apparently. It's got some statistics from its Open Graph initiative. It launched back in F8 that it was going to do a whole pile of stuff to boost the relevance of media partners. And it seems that the New York Times is the most read newspaper on the internet. Independent's not doing too bad, and The Guardian's not doing too bad as well. Andrew Miller, the chief executive of Guardian, said he was very happy because through using the application, they'd managed to reach out to 24-year-old users, which was traditionally a very hard-to-reach demographic. Very good. Spotify is going to issue APIs to everyone else. Yes, they will give out some APIs that allow the use in third-party applications. So all you third-party developers out there, get in touch with them as fast as you can. What's it going to do and how much are you going to have to charge and how much is it going to be for your advertising and all that kind of stuff? Absolutely no idea. But based on the fact it does one advert for one play, which is a real friggin' rip-off on the Mac, I can't see it being value for money at all. The Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1-inch has gone back on sale in Australia. Thanks to Federal Court Justice Lindsay Foster, she reversed the sales ban, and it's going to go back on sale on Friday of this week. However, don't hold your breath, Australia, because Apple is likely to go to the High Court and try and get the ban extended beyond Friday. There's several days to do it. We'll have to wait and see. Don't you love the fact that you're paying thousands of dollars an hour so that Apple can fight it out in your backyard? I know I would. More details have emerged about HP's plans of what to do with autonomy. 2 months ago, Meg Whitman and all her cronies bought it for $10.4 billion. It's an enormous amount of money. And they're all big and excited over it now. Most notably, Mike Lynch said there's a lot of work going on between the different businesses within HP, but they were all very excited. And they were going to take autonomy's data analysis artillery and link it to HP's public cloud service. He said they're talking to lots of companies at the moment and they've got some really stunning technology in the offing for printers. It'll be out shortly. We won't have to wait long. Believe it when I see it, Mike. The British Newspaper Archive has launched thanks to the British Library. It's got over 200 newspapers, over 40 million pages of news gathered over the years are available for you to play with. And you can get it at britishnewspaperarchive.co.uk. If you want to have a go with it, it's not too bad. It's £7 for 48 hours of access, £30 for 30 days, or £80 for a whole year's subscription. I fancy going in and seeing what they've got for Dartford in Kent because my grandma was the mayor there. The EU has supported the British courts that programming language can't be copyrighted. Eve Bott has said in a casual conversation, the functionalities of computer programming and the programming language cannot be protected by copyright. If it were accepted that a function of a computer program can be protected as such, then it would lead to a monopoly and the detriment of technological progress and industrial development. Well said, Eve. Well done. It comes on the back of the fact that the England and Wales court went to the EU for an advice on it, and guess where Eve sits? Because I think they'll know the advice they'll be getting back. Google Maps for Android has updated itself with indoor locations. No excuse now to get lost in the mall or not find your car anymore. You can get it on Google's Maps 6, and providing you're supported, it'll track your Wi-Fi data and tell you where you are. However, do watch out. The wife can still find you in the wrong shop that you're not supposed to be in, looking at power tools or ladies' underwear. But the good thing is, if you can hold the application up and show you're in a completely different shop, then she may believe you. Maybe not. Microsoft Office is coming to the iPad. It's going to cost you $6.99, just the same as Apple's iWork will. But it's compatible with 365 Office, so you'll be able to use it in the cloud, and you'll get all your usual favourites with it. I'm not sure I've got any favourites, but there you go. It's good value for money, and it's long, long overdue. Now, if you own an iPhone, you've looked at it lamenting one day when it sat on the windowsill and the rain's pouring down outside, and you thought, I know what my iPhone needs. It needs a skateboard. Well, there's one out there. The Mobi Slider now offers low-level tracking dolly filming for your video camera on your iPhone. It looks rather nice. It's $135, which isn't cheap, but you just clamp your iPhone in it and you can slide it backwards and forwards and left and right or up and down the wall, and it does tons of stuff. Jolly good. And finally, here we are. He's back. Another year of crap for Christmas with Santa Claus. Hello, Santa. How you doing?
Hello. Very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Listen, just before we did crap for Christmas, I want to recommend something to all the people and children out there that's not crap. And it's Alfred App. It's 1 year old today.
No, it's not. It's not 1 year old, Santa. It's version one. It's out of beta.
Oh. No, it's one today, which means it's not in beta, apparently. So, if you want to get it, it's £12 for the discounted price for a little short time longer, and then it goes up to 15, apparently. And the girl that does it, Vero, oh my God, is she a hottie. Yes, one of my favourite women on the internet. Yes, if she ever wants to come out and rummage in my sack and see what comes up, then she's more than welcome. Give it a go. Anyway, yes, children. My crap for Christmas today is iDrive and iArm. They're two hardware mounts that go in your car and sit on your arm, and they hold your iPad and your Kindle Fire and your calculator and all that stuff. And they're only $8 and available from a website, but I can't find
them. No, Santa. They're fake boxes, mate.
No. Oh. prankpack.com. So what's that all about then?
Yeah, the idea is what you do is you get something special for your loved one and you put it in the box, because the box is crap. You wouldn't really have the guy holding the coffee cup, just wouldn't happen, would it?
Yeah, that bugger's got me. No Christmas present for them. They can get stuffed. Yes. So if you want one of these things, don't buy it. I'll see you all again tomorrow for another bit of crap for Christmas, and I hope you listened. Anyway... Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, mate. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back this evening with the big show as normal, 9:30, full house planned. And then we'll be back again tomorrow with the daily show in the morning with a catch-up and more crap for Christmas. And then we'll be back in the afternoon, 2 o'clock for the photo show with a full house, and then 3 o'clock for the Max show. And we've got Andy and Nat co-dialing in this week. Honest, he's definitely coming. I promise. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.